Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is cyber station, USA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Mexico, on the shores of beautiful Lake Chapala, it's Music Sin Fronteras. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan, and I want to welcome all of our listeners on the CyberStationUSA.com network and the radio affiliates in the east coast of the United States, and also the Artistic Echoes Network and their partner, the Canalside Radio Network in the United Kingdom, and of course, everybody listening to us today on Blog Talk Radio. Well, today we're going to reprise our August interview with Nancy Sanchez. Nancy Sanchez has done had some great things happen to her lately, and I wanted to talk to her about them, but we couldn't get that together by today. So we're going to do the next best thing. We're going to reprise our interview with her in August, in which she talks about a lot of them, and then I'll kind of catch you up on a few things too. First of all, let me remind everybody, as I always do, that we are in Mexico, and although we have a soundproof studio, sometimes strange noises leak through. There's a high school marching band that practices every now and then right in front of the studio. There's a gas truck that comes by and plays a jingle. There are horses. There's all sorts of interesting things. So just take it as part of the world we're in. Now, like I said, today we're going to rerun our August interview with Nancy Sanchez. Sanchez is a jazz vocalist and songwriter, mariachi band leader, and a pop singer. She was born in Toluca, Mexico. She was raised in Southern California in Orange County. She has won 3 Orange County Music Awards. She's been nominated for Best Jazz Singer by the LA Music Critics and lots of other things, too. Her album, American Novio, her first predominantly Spanish record, combines pop and traditional Mexican music in her singer-songwriter style. She has a special guest on it, Marisa Ronstadt, and her father is on it playing the guitar. American Novio was selected by NPR's Alt Latino radio program for its Best of 2017 music. That's quite an honor. Nancy has performed with the Latin Grammy Award-winning mariachi band Flor de Toloche. She's appeared on Televisa in Mexico City, and she's played with the Grammy-winning band Quetzal. And she also plays with the really wild Mexican Standoff band, who we've had on in the past, and we will have on again, too, because they've got some new things coming out. Nancy's song, Puerta del Sol, can be heard on the Starz original series Vida. It's in that last year's season. And she's going to appear on screen in the upcoming season of Vida. She and her band are going to be playing live in one of the scenes. I think this may be her first appearance on a national television series. So we're going to reprise our August interview because she's, like we said, she's recently announced she's going to be on the on screen in the new Starz TV series Vida, and lots of other things. And you'll hear about them in the interview. But Nancy's career is taking off like a rocket. And like I said, we wanted to have her here today and talk about it. But you know, she's a busy girl. That logistics didn't work. So we have the next best thing. We have her music and our interview with her in August. So here it is. Now, remember, this is pre-recorded, so you can't call in. If you do want to send Nancy emails, send them to us, musicfridaylive@gmail.com or musicafronterasmx@gmail.com, and we will forward them on. Okay, here is Nancy from August, Nancy Sanchez.
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm good. Muy bien. Muy bien. Hi.
Muy bien. Gracias. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, you know, your career has really been on a tear. First of all, how did the tour with Flor de Tolocho come about? How did all that happen?
Well, it was such a remarkable experience to perform with them, but it came about last year. I was actually on tour with some of my students because I teach music as well. And we took this student trip to Germany. And while I was on the trip, I received an email from Mireia, the amazing violinist from Flor de Toloache. And she had someone had recommended me for the position of the vihuela player because Shay, who's their normal vihuela player and singer, who's just amazing, she was having a baby. And she couldn't tour anymore. And they had a bunch of dates booked, and Shay just couldn't tour anymore because she was about to have the baby. So they said, please, we need someone to cover for Shay. Would you be interested in doing that? And I said, absolutely, send me the music. And I had heard Flor de Toloache because I was, you know, a tad bit obsessed with them before I even got the call, because they're just such an amazing group from New York that is just an amazing mariachi group in itself, but they are just such a great fusion band. They fuse all sorts of popular songs into mariachi, so I already knew who they were. And I learned their music, and when I came back from Germany, I was in mariachi vihuela boot camp at my house, and I was just practicing their music for a whole month. And then we ended up leaving. I went to New York. I did a couple dates there with them, and then the best thing we did was we went to Reykjavik, Iceland, to perform over there. So it was just. That's how it came about, and the experience of just touring with them was amazing.
Well, I was lucky enough to see them at a BMI showcase, but there was only about, you know, 25 people there or so, and then interviewed them the day before they got their Latin Grammy. So I knew about them too. When I saw you were touring with them, I thought, wow, that's great, Nancy. So,
yes.
I know somebody is going to email us and say, Reykjavik? Why mariachi in Reykjavik? So how did that come over? I bet they loved it.
Well, okay, first of all, when you think of Iceland, for me anyway, I think of Bjork. So right away when they said we're going to Iceland, I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder what we're going to do over there. But we went to Reykjavik, Iceland, because they have the Reykjavik music festival, world music festival, every year there. And we were actually one of the first acts to perform last year there. And people in Reykjavik were just so sweet and humble, and just they went to see us and they loved it. And what I found to be one of the most incredible things was that in the audience, we had a group of expats from Los Angeles and from Mexico living in Iceland. And they came to support, and they brought the Mexican flag in Iceland. And that was like, oh my gosh, that was one of the best experiences ever.
Of course there would be expats from Mexico and Iceland. And of course the first R in Reykjavik would be like the double R in Spanish. So it's all really natural. You know, I think in retrospect, it is kind of natural that you and the women from Flor de Toloche would team up. But I kind of wonder, even after hearing your story, what is it? Was there anything special that you added to their music? And was there anything special they add to your music?
Well, I tried. Well, you know what? I tried my best to just cover Shay, because Shay is incredible. But what I did bring to the table was I brought my original song, Puerta del Sol, when I started rehearsing with them in New York, I said, well, actually Mireia, the violinist, said, is there a song that that you would like us to play so we can feature you in our tour? And I said, yes, I wrote this huapango. It's in my album. It's called Puerta del Sol. Maybe we can come up with an arrangement for it. And right away, Mireia came up with an awesome arrangement. And in our set, we would play Puerta del Sol. And this year, I also toured with them in Washington, D.C. and New York. So I've last year and this year. And last year, we loved it so much, we did it again this year, and we said, okay, we have to go into the studio to record it. So that's what I brought to the table for them, and they just brought this wonderful arrangement of Puerta del Sol, as well as just the opportunity to really play with an all-female mariachi group. I have not played with an all-female group before Flor de Toloache. Now I am playing in the Los Angeles scene with various groups, one of them being Mariachi Las Colibri here in Los Angeles. But before that, I had not experienced playing in an all-female mariachi group. And Flor de Toloache brought that experience into my life. And after them, I was like, that's it. I can't go back. I have to do female mariachi groups all the time now, because it's such it's just a different vibe. It's a different feel when you play with all females, because you know, we bring the female experience, and there's this like sisterhood within the group that I really, really like.
Well, why don't we listen to what that experience sounds like? I just happen to have your recording with Flor de Toloache.
Awesome.
So we're going to play it. Here we go.
Great.
Encuentro la brisa, no sale el sol. Siempre voy deprisa y quiero imaginar. Y hay otra salida y quiero imaginar. Otra despedida. Mis palabras quieren dibujar. Un arco iris por la vida y por la sal. Mis palabras quieren dibujar. Un arco iris por la vida y por la sal. Puerta del sol, puerta de hoy. Esta puerta no se puede abrir.
You know, I have seen you play live many times, actually. The last time was at
yes.
the Quintanilla at the LA Music Center, where you put a unique twist on this particular Mexican celebration of womanhood. I know you've been collaborating with other Latinx artists. Do you feel a change in the attitude of the Latino, and specifically the Mexican society, towards women in lead roles in music and in other parts of society?
Towards women in lead roles in music?
Yeah.
You know, I think that I don't feel it as much anymore, but definitely there has been a shift, and I'm sure that there's more opportunities for women to be leaders in different bands and in the music industry, in all capacities of the music industry. But I've been really lucky that I do feel the shift, but it's become so natural now that it's natural for a woman to be a leader of a band, or to be a leader of a music agency, or a manager of multiple bands. I think that there definitely has been a shift, and it's been so, I see it more and more that it's just becoming natural, which I'm happy about, because I don't want it to be, I don't want it to be something new, like a novelty for women to be in power. It should just be a given, and it should just be natural. So I know that there is a shift, but it's become more natural now, especially in the Latin community. In the mariachi world, we're still trying to gain more territory. There are a lot of female mariachi groups, but I feel that there are even more male groups, more male-run groups. But mariachi groups like Reina de Los Angeles, Mariachi Divas, Las Colibri, and from New York, Flor de Toloache, and a lot of them, and actually in Mexico too, like Mariachi Juvenil Nuevo Tecatitlan, which is also a female-run mariachi. They are very much putting females in the mariachi world. They're elevating the females, and they're trying to gain more territory in that. I think we have some ways to go, but it's happening. So it's exciting to be in the forefront of that.
Well, one reason I ask is that I was at the International Mariachi Festival in Guadalajara a couple of weeks ago, and there were female mariachi players, but I didn't see an all-female mariachi band. And there were a lot of bands, let me tell you. So, but yet I go to L.A., and like you say, there's two or three or four there, and a Latin Grammy to an all-female band. So I agree with you that there's change. Maybe it's just because I had this one experience and I'm not seeing the whole picture, that I haven't quite seen it as much in Mexico. But
interesting.
I have another question for you. You built, and you're actually still building, a career at blending the two cultures that have encompassed your life. Now that I'm living in Mexico and I understand some of the differences a little better between Mexican-Americans and Mexicans. Do you feel Mexican, or do you feel Chicano, something different than the Mexican culture?
Okay, that is such a loaded question. because
well, we can move on to music if you want.
No. I love this question. I was born in Toluca, Mexico, and I was brought to the United States when I was 4.5 years old. I feel Mexican. My parents never allowed me to forget my roots. They didn't allow me to forget my language, and they encouraged everything that had to do with Latin music, specifically Mexican music, to just be present in my life. But at the same time, I did, and I do feel also Mexican-American / Chicana. I do identify with the Chicana experience in Los Angeles, in that I have two beautiful cultures, and I am American just as much as I am Mexican. And a lot of my friends are like that as well. And I have studied Chicano studies in the university, and I have read Chicano study books, because I love the Mexican American experience, especially in California, where this was Mexico. I do identify with the Chicano experience as well, but I am 100% Mexican as well. So I feel like it's just both are within me, and that's what makes me and a lot of people here in Los Angeles so special, and that's what gives me my identity, both aspects, both cultures.
And it's a wonderful identity, and I love it. And like I say, now that I'm living in Mexico, I'm beginning to see the differences, and also the pride too in Mexico. I've just been through an entire week of Mexican Independence Day celebrations, which is
wow. amazing. We celebrated Mexican Independence here in Los Angeles, and I was lucky enough to perform in City Hall with the female mariachi Las Colibri, And we actually opened up for Los Tigres del Norte, and Los Tigres del Norte gave this a free concert to this beautiful city. And I mean, Los Angeles is a melting pot, and it has so many Mexicans. So not only Mexicans celebrated El Grito, all Latinos did, because it's such a big celebration. It was packed. So
yeah.
Wanted to share.
Well, like I say, we had a week of events here, one every night. You know, there's another experience that's affecting both sides of the border, and also there's a reservoir of strength that I've seen on the Mexican side of your cultural mix that I'd like to, well, actually that you've addressed in some music. So I want to play one of your songs. I want to play No Tengo Miedo, and then let's talk a little bit about this. Here we go.
Okay.
For my non-Spanish speaking audience, no tengo miedo means I have no fear. I'm not afraid. You draw strength from your ancestors. And I've often marveled at the strength that it takes for a woman to cross a country on foot, carrying babies and toddlers, braving capture and robbery and worse to give those children a better life. And I think you've encapsulated that strength in the three words, no tengo miedo. You've told us the source of the strength in the song, ancestors and la familia. Was it painful or exhilarating to write and perform that song?
Well, I wrote this song specifically, and let me tell you where I originated and where the idea and inspiration came from. I mean, You pretty much described it correctly, but I teach young children in Los Angeles, and I saw many of them when the racist narrative of Mexican American immigrants from South America was circulating very heavily. I noticed that my students were very stressed out, and they were a bit scared. And I was in shock, because I felt like I want my kids to come in and I want them to play piano and I want them to be excited about just learning guitar and ukulele and all sorts of things that I teach there. And I don't want them to worry about whether they're going to come home and they're not going to find their parents. And I initially, that was where the idea of No Tengo Miedo was born. I wanted to write a song for children and for the young people who should be worried about just growing as adults and learning everything they can about this world that we have to offer them, and not being worried about things, political things, things that should not be happening in their lives. And so I wanted to give them an anthem. And the message behind No Tengo Miedo is I'm not afraid. I really wanted to give them an anthem so that they can repeat it kind of as a mantra to themselves, to remind themselves that we're not afraid. We have to live life fearlessly because we have the right to be alive because we are here. We exist. Just by the simple action of existing, you're in your right to be, to live a fully a full life and a dignified life. So that was the mantra.
Well, it's a great mantra, and I can see it on signs, bumper stickers, and at rallies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last week, our guest was a woman by the name of Abrina. She's a Latina urban R&B singer and also from Los Angeles. And when I asked her about being a Latina in what is a very male part of the music world and in a very American music form, she said that there were challenges, but that now Latino music is so broadly accepted that she feels that it's an advantage being a woman and a Chicana. Has that been your experience? And does this mean that maybe in the long term, perhaps nobody needs to be afraid?
Yes. I think I agree with her. And musically speaking, I think that the lines of our music industry and the Anglo side and the Latino side have blurred, and it is widely accepted now. I think that I'm lucky that I have my own unique experience here in this country as a Chicana, as a Mexican American singer, songwriter, performer, that I feel very strongly that I have something important to say. And I think just with like anything that you do in life, there are a lot of challenges, but at the end of the day, it's worth it. And I am happy that I've had such positive response from people within my community and outside of my community. So yeah, I find that I do have an advantage in that I do have a unique experience to offer.
And you have a unique music to offer too, which is why we're here today, right?
Yes.
You know, I personally think that the fusion of Latin and Norte Americano cultures, especially in music, is one way to stop fear on all sides. And of course, that's what we try to do here at Music Sin Fronteras by playing that music. You do it by creating that music and by working with artists from both sides of the border. So I think we're both making progress. Let me remind our listeners that we are talking with Nancy Sanchez, and we don't have a call-in access today, but you can email questions to musicscenefronterasmx@gmail.com, or better yet, just mail them directly to me, patrickwabe@gmail.com. We already have some questions mailed in, so why don't we go to the... Remember, this was recorded in August, so don't email questions in or don't... telephone questions in, and the questions we're going to read on the air actually came in August. But there's also a photo of you at a keyboard. Do you play both, and do you play other instruments?
Oh, okay, great question. Well, yes, I started off on guitar, and I love all stringed instruments, and I also play, as far as stringed instruments goes, I play acoustic, electric guitar, and I also play a vihuela, which is a 5-string small mariachi guitar, and that has slowly become my main instrument throughout the years for songwriting. I just love the sound of the vihuela. But I also trained in piano. I wouldn't consider myself a jazz pianist or anything like that, but I do songwrite on the piano, and I do incorporate the piano in some of my sets. Whenever I have the opportunity. So yeah, mostly guitar, vihuela, piano. I also play ukulele, which I love. It's such a fun instrument. So those are pretty much my main instruments that I use for performing and for songwriting.
I'm glad to hear you say you love the ukulele, because I'm seeing it more and more, and I'm now seeing ukuleles with pedal boxes the size of small cars. So I know.
Oh my
that
goodness!
I know. And just want to tell our audience, if you listen real carefully, the neighborhood marching band is coming up the street. I can hear it. All right.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I should walk away that though. Randolfo in Tampa wants to know. Oh, this is interesting. Do you ever get mistaken for Cuban when you sing jazz, or do you just sing it straight with no Latin flavor?
Well, I mean, I am Mexican, so the Latin flavor is always going to be there. And I do love Latin jazz, but when I do sing jazz and when I perform jazz, it's mostly straight-ahead jazz, and I do have great arrangements that I've acquired throughout the years. And no, I do it in my own style. I don't think that I don't channel being Cuban. I channel being Mexican, and I just do it however as natural for me as possible, because I think that's what I love about jazz musicians. Like a really good jazz musician is going to have their own voice. They're going to have in their respective instruments. And you can tell, even if it's a guitar player or, you know, a trumpet player like Miles Davis, and you can tell when it's Miles Davis, they have a very unique sound. And I think my goal, whether I'm singing my own originals, whether I'm singing mariachi, or whether I'm singing a jazz or performing a jazz set, I try to do it as honest as possible and as comfortable as possible, so that my own uniqueness will come out. But the Latin flavor, that even if I try to hide it, that's still there. It just comes out because it's just inside me. but yeah, that's a good question. Thank you.
Well, don't ever try to hide it. And I know you won't.
No.
Alexandra in Chapala, one of my neighbors here in Lakeside.
Chapala. All right.
Yeah, Chapala. Uh-huh. She wants to know, how do Mexican audiences respond to you, and do you sing in Spanish?
Yeah, well, I sing in English and in Spanish. My last album was all in Spanish, and a couple songs were in Spanglish. But, you know, I found that most of my audience, and actually I found that out today, most of my audience is in Mexico. I think that the Mexican audience has responded very positively to my music, both in Mexico and in Los Angeles. I've been very lucky that a lot of my supporters and a lot of people who follow me online is my Mexican audience. So it's I think it's been good so far, and hopefully it will continue to be good.
Hopefully it will be too. In fact, I'm fairly sure it's going to continue to be great. you could do nothing less. Okay, we're going to come back to music a little bit, and I want to play a song actually that you recorded with the Mexican cantante, Madame Recamier.
Yes.
Well, let's listen. Here is Oídos.
Para ti los uso, tengo ojos, para ti los abro, tengo manos y te las regalo, tengo labios y te desengaño, tengo miedo de quererte. Por primera vez, y ahí yo te encuentro.
Oídos, of course, means ears. And
ears.
It begins with a line that says, it's a love song that says, I have ears for you. But it actually talks about a lot more. And I want to read some of the lyrics. I have lips and disillusion. I'm afraid of loving you so much. Why disillusion?
Well, past heartbreaks, I believe. and this song is it's about just finding a person that you really, really love. You're a little insecure because maybe in the past it hasn't worked out, or you've fallen head over heels and it just hasn't worked out. But you want to give yourself, your heart to this person, and you're basically telling them, I love you, please be kind to me because I've had past experiences that have not been good. So.
Okay, all right. And you do it in a very, very interesting way. Now, you recorded that with Madame Lecumier. Did you write it together?
Yes, we did. You know, Madame Recamier was in Los Angeles. Before we collaborated, I met up with her because we did a show together. And we said from that show, we said, like, we need to get together. We need a song write together. And she called me when she was in town again. We met up, and I had an idea for this first song. I had the verses ready, and I had the melody and the guitar, the vihuela lines and everything ready. And I showed Madame Recamier this song, and she thought it was super cute, and she loved it. And she said, you know what? Let me just record it on my phone, and let me see what I come up with so that I can contribute to this idea. And she came up with a lot of great ideas, and we kind of blended those ideas together, and out came this song. And we recorded it, and we have a Son Jarocho group from Mexico City that performed on this album or on this track, and it's called Sensación Jarocha. That's the group's name. And and then when we were going to release it, we said, let's get together and do a music video. So we did a very cute music video in the streets of Mexico City. And of course, Madame Recamier had lived in Mexico City, so she was very, very knowledgeable of where we were going to shoot. And we did it pretty much in one day. And so you can also, this song also has an accompanying music video that you can check out on YouTube.
And I have checked it out, and it is wonderful. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And I hope you two work together a lot more. Well,
yes, I hope so too.
We're coming to the end of our time, but I wanted to ask you about what's coming up for Nancy Sanchez. Now, I know you have a song in the wonderful Starz TV series Vida, and I think you've got songs in an upcoming movie called In Other Words. Am I correct on both of those?
That is correct. I was asked to do the main song for a feature-length romantic comedy, and it's called In Other Words. So I wrote this song, In Other Words, and I recorded it. It's not out yet, and that's what's going to be coming up very, very soon. But it's actually a duet, and it's a duet with USA La Voz Season 1, Raimundo. And I'm very excited to be promoting that one very, very soon. And I have a few other songs to my name in that particular movie or feature film that's going to be coming out. So
I hope it plays in Mexico, yeah. So I can see it.
absolutely.
Or at least on Netflix.
I hope so too. It's a very cute romantic comedy, so we're going to be promoting that one as well.
The best kind. Now you have an album in the works too, don't you?
I do. I do have an album in the works, and I've been collaborating with a lot of musicians for my upcoming project. I feel that collaborations are so important, and just building community in the music industry is important. So I'm currently working on my album and just writing and collaborating with as many people as I can. And that one will be out soon. I'll start announcing it soon. And of course, you're going to get sneak peek, Patrick. Always.
Yes. Yes. Oh, good. Thank you. And I will probably write a good review, knowing you, right?
Thank you.
Now, I understand there's a launch party coming up for a TV series. What's that all about?
A launch party for a TV series.
Yeah, I understand you're playing music. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I have a few showcases that are coming up. I have a showcase at Gold Diggers on October 6th. So I believe maybe that's what you're referring to. And,
right.
Yeah, and there's going to be food by Bill Esparza, and it's called Taquiando. The event is called Taquiando. Mm. So that's going to be coming up soon. I will be promoting that as well. Yes.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're a busy girl, because you're always a busy girl.
yes.
Hopefully, part of your busyness is going to be taken up with touring in Mexico so I can see you again. Before we get off into that, and we won't this time, but maybe next time, tell people where they can get your music and the best way they can follow you online.
Absolutely. So, of course, Instagram. I'm always doing Instagram. Instagram on Nancy Sanchez Music. And please follow me on Spotify. I have a lot of new music on Spotify. And I'm also on Apple Music. I'm on pretty much all the digital platforms where you can stream and buy music, CD Baby, Bandcamp. So it's either Nancy Sanchez or Nancy Sanchez Music. So please follow me on Spotify, on Instagram. I'm always posting videos, posting stories, and just overall events.
Okay. Well, I follow you. I also noticed that you now have a Spotify radio channel, which I'm now subscribing to. So I want to say, as busy as you are, I'm really happy that you took the time to talk to us today. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Patrick, thank you so much. It's always wonderful talking to you. You have the best questions. And of course, I love your audience. So thank you so much. And I can't wait to connect with you again.
Well, I'm sure we'll make that happen. And that was our interview with Nancy Sanchez, the singer-songwriter Nancy Sanchez, conducted in August. And as we pointed out earlier in the beginning of this show, she is going to appear on screen on the next season of the Starz series, Vida. So if you don't subscribe to Starz, you should, just to see Nancy, all right? Because she's definitely one of the rising stars in the fusion music community, a very fast rising star. Well, it's about time to go. And to remind you that you have been listening to Music Scene Fronteras with Paco Heffernan. That's me. You've been listening on the Blog Talk Radio Network and also on the CyberStation USA Network and our affiliates, and also in England on the Artistic Echoes Network. Like our Facebook page, follow our Twitter feeds, and get real-time updates on the show and guests and lots of other stuff. Our producer is Jason Bartleben. Our program director is Lars Christensen. We also work very closely with Artistic Echoes, with Mike over at Artistic Echoes. Download this and other Music Scene Fronteras programs at blogtalkradio.com or on iTunes. Next week, we are putting all our equipment in the car, and we are heading to Los Angeles. We're going to spend the holidays in the Southland, and then we're going to spend a month in L.A. broadcasting from music events and interviewing artists in Los Angeles, you know, which is the music capital of the world. So we're going to broadcast again on December 6th. So 2 weeks, you get a 2 week break, but you can always go listen to the podcast. Okay, you can hear our podcast either here at Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes. Check our Twitter stream and our Facebook page, and we'll keep you updated. But as of now, the next broadcast is going to be December 6th, and we may have one of the fastest rising young Mexican singers.
who I saw at a private house concert last night, Enemic Ganoa, and he will rock you with everything from Mexican recuerdos and ballads to the Rolling Stones. Okay, so tune in December 6th. Meantime, we're going to give you a little bit more of our theme song, Big, Big Bed. Oh, to all the people who've written in and asked us where they can get Big Big Bed, that's by Blame Sally. It's on several of their albums, so just check them out on Spotify or download them at Bandcamp. That's Blame Sally. The song is Big Big Bed. They've got a whole lot of other great songs there. In the meantime, have a great musical weekend. Bye. See you December 6th.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop-shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The cyber station, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.